opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
It sounds funny. This don't sound like it's coming through the earphone. If something wrong with the earphone, it don't sound like it's coming clear. You can hear me though, right? All right. Here we go. There we go. This is the day the Lord has made. I'm rejoicing. I'm glad in it. Welcome to another episode of the Mike Radio Show here at www.mikebroadcastddv.com. Hello, Ansi. God bless you. Also, welcome to Mike Live. We got an exciting afternoon. What a great day outside. God is good. He's worthy to be praised. And God is a faithful God. I'm telling you, God is a faithful God. Now, guess what? We're in the middle of a challenge. And there's some great things going on. I need my friends and my supporters to join in with me. I don't need debates. I don't need to rehearse what the devil's doing. I'm only focusing on what God is doing. And I want to tell you, I'm so excited because, as you know, this month, my book is going to be released called 177 Laws of Might. I've been working on this book since 2008-9 up to 2018. Had 1,000 pages. I have to reduce it or deduce it down to 318 pages. It's been rough, but people have been praying for me, lifting me up in prayer. I want to especially give honor to my wife, Jamie, to my family, to my Mighty Sons of God Fellowship Church, KOM, Pastors, Past Worship Clergy on Fire, I Am Initiative, especially that M318 squad, SITU. I am so excited because people have been lifting me up in prayer and we've been moving forward, and I'm just so excited. Thank God to the Steve Olympia, Brother Danny, these brothers, these sisters, Brother Tony Brown, these brothers and sisters. And listen, they're not even black. They're Hispanic, they're white. And they just love me just for being me. And I'm so glad for having favor on my life. Thank you, Cousin Keisha. This M for you. Michelle Billups, God bless you. President Christopher V. Johnson, God bless you. Good afternoon, President. Glory be to God. Thank God for you and your daughter. And Ansi, so glad. Now, listen, there's a challenge right now on the day. There's a deadline I have to meet at 6 o'clock p.m. I want to be able to get my book publisher a bulk of cash to help me move toward to publicize my book and publish it. And it must be working because the devil is trying to rear his ugly head up against me. But I know no weapon formed against me can prosper. And Psalms 91 says, "He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress and my God. In Him I will trust." And I am so excited because people have been pouring in, supporting Pastor McDonald. And I've been doing this all day. I've been calling people names out who have been just so supportive of Reverend McDuffie. And I'm talking about support that comes by not just talk and not just prayer. I'm talking about financially supporting Pastor McDuffie as I'm going to make this great attempt to release this 318-page book this month. And I'm just so glad because people just have been coming out the woodworks just supporting Pastor Mike. And I know it's a political climate. I know people running to become the mayor and the city council and the council at large. But I'm constant across the board. I'm friendly. I'm loving. You see me on the street, I take a picture, say hi, you know. And I'm just so glad to know that I'm only accountable to the Lord Jesus Christ in this kingdom. And I have to play all these political games. And I thank you, Lord God, that every tongue that rises against me, Lord God, you will condemn. I'm a tither and I'm a giver. And I know, Lord God, that the devourer is rebuked and cast down. Even every lying spirit, every tongue that rises against me, you shall condemn. And I thank you for standing in and fighting for me, Lord. I just give you all the praise on the day. The book is coming out. And many of you may have seen this flyer, those that are watching me Mike Live. This flyer has been going out all day today, and people have just been taking the flyer. They give the $25, and here's the challenge. The first 177 that buys my book, pre-orders, that's a 10% discount, $25, will get their name inside my book. Yes, and I'll autograph it. But the first 177 get their names inside the book. And people have been just, you know, some been so gracious. Even my little brother, Ivan J. McDuffie, today purchased a book today. I'm just so glad. I'm going to see my brother Derek next, my brother Ronald next. Amen. And of course, my family already did it. Jamie and my family already did it. And I'm just so glad to know you got people that are in your corner, standing with you, praying with you. And I'm going to call out these names because these are people who purchased the book or they owe me a little bit of cash and they decide to step in and help me. And I'm going to call them out. And I'm going to call them out because I just believe in doing this. I won't call out the whole name, but I'm praying for Savon, praying for Paulina, praying for Rosa. I'm praying for C. Bruno. I'm praying for Steve Gray, Felicia Bryan. These are all people who support me on a regular basis. And I pray for them around the clock. Pastor Sharon Huntley Houston, one of my pastors. Minister Daniel Johnson, one of my ministers on my staff. Gigi, call it Gloria, Gigi. Danny Vergara Sr., who just put together a beautiful program on Friday where one of my other spiritual daughters were singing, Miss Kayla, best friend to Micaiah, my daughter. Juan Mitch Santana, of course, he's running for councilman at large. He bought a book, Glory Be to God. Valerie McDuffie, my cubs from out of town down, and I think she's in Florida. She bought a few books. Thank you, Val. Placidia Clark, one of my great friends down through the years, honored to her fiancé, Brother Reggie. Helen Kennedy, glory to God also. She bought books for Zoe, Amaya, and Brandy. Giovanni Granada, God bless him. Thank you for his faithfulness. Hilda M. Faircloth, of course, her daughter, one that sung the solo. Gloria D., as you call her, Gloria D., she's a woman that just say, McDuffie, bring me that. I'm buying the book. She didn't hesitate. She had to pray about it, ask God, 50 interpretations. She just bought it and blessed me. My good friend Stanley S., amen, glory be to God. 18th Street, check cash in place. My friend Brother Joe and his wife are so supportive, love them to life. Lakeisha Page was the first one to say, I'm going to be the first one top of the list when these forms came out. My good friend Rich, I told him, a former captain, he's retired now. Rich Ray, as one of the founders of the Safe City Initiative, he blessed me more than I can even tell you about. Glory be to God. And also to Tony Brown. Tony Brown, my good friend, street to street, purchased the book, and I was able to speak to the young folks today. It's just a glorious support of people. And of course, Jonathan White, Councilman Luis Villas, who else we got? Pamela McDuffie, of course, my brother Jay's wife. And these are individuals, and of course, President Crystal and of course, her daughter, I call YMY. And I want to thank you. I want to thank God for people who see you doing something and don't sit back and talk. They pray, then they say, McDuffie, you're doing a work. We want to sow into you. And it's only $25. And they have sown that. And when I started this project, it was a few handful, but then it started to pick up speed. And now today, as I'm sitting here, 40 people have purchased my book, 40 people. So when you take 177 minus 40, I'm not a math major, all right? That leaves 137 spots left. And I'm challenging people watching me on Facebook right now, my Mike Live show, and those listening to me, I want you to go to my Cash App or go to Western Union and be one of the last 137 because I'm taking only 177 spots. And when you pay for your $25, which that's a 10% discount, your name comes inside the book. So London Alexander, Ron Williams always blessed me. That's my engineer. President Crystal blessed me more than enough. Her daughter, and her leadership really is a result of what's going on. President Crystal has played a major role in the renovation and renovation and resurrection of the type of ministries God's given to me in this season of, I call July 2016 to present, 2017 to now. And I want to thank God for your support. And I'm going to talk more and more about my book and point out some spiritual principles in it and really explain to you what's going on. And don't miss this book. This book is so full of some good stuff, man. And I want to talk about the book from a spiritual point of view because the book is not a religious book. It is a book that teaches leadership principles. So as you study this book, these laws will find itself in your hands. You can train yourself up, become better equipped to lead our nation. Nothing is worse than turning the leadership of a nation over to young people that are not trained and equipped. One of the scriptures I want to lift up today is the purpose of the ministry is to show the saints how to work the ministry to edify the body of Christ. That's really the true meaning of your local church. How well you're being trained and equipped, how to show the work of the ministry and edify the body and lift up the name of Jesus. And that's the key to ministry. Now, for some of us, and this, I didn't say all, I said some of us are in the wait till later. You know, nothing's going to change till Christ finally comes. The world will always be wicked. You know, pack away food in a closet. But here comes the rapture, and there will be no food. God's going to judge the earth. And I realize when people say these things, they're not trained, they're not equipped, or they attend a wrong local service where they're being given a doctrine that speaks of a mindset of being defeated. But I hear the scripture says, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. I heard the scripture says that I have overcome the world. Be of good cheer. I'm listening to what the scripture says. I hear the scripture says, my burden is light. So I'm trying to figure out how we come up with these doctrines that always seem like we're losing, hell is all on our back, and one day when the clock strikes and the cloud opens up, Christ's going to come back and rescue us from this mean old world. And, you know, so we have this type of doctrine that kind of allows us to try to hold out and hold on until Christ comes later. Until you start studying and reading the scriptures for yourself and doing some Hebrew study and some Greek study, you come to find out a lot of what we were taught was erroneous. And we live these lives of being afraid, scared to step out, afraid to try something because we might be successful. And so my prayer today is that I would teach in such a way that the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of individual will open up wide. And they'll not be held bound by darkness and ignorance. So when I wrote this book, 177 Laws of Might, it is to reach the masses. It is not a book that contains scriptures in Jesus' name and God said this and God said that. What it does include is faith-based principles. It is a universal book that will communicate truths so that when you see these truths, it makes you want to go back and study the Bible from a different perspective. I spoke in two different programs in the last 2 days. Friday night, I spoke at a program where young, I think, Cub Scouts or Scouts came together called the 9/11 Cub Scouts or Training Scouts that Brother Danny led. And these young men and young women come back after leaving 20, 25 years later as cops, law enforcement, lawyers, and he rewarded them for their faithfulness. And he called me up to have words. And I spoke about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, of course, is one of the chapters in my book about a reindeer who got the special equipment that deals with a foggy situation. And sometimes promotion does not come because people like you. Promotion comes because they're forced to promote you because you're the only one that got the equipment to see their way through the darkness. So sometimes you will be in predicaments where if your marketable skills are up to par and is sharp, you'll be the one they call on because you're the only one that can fix it and you're the only one that got the gift to do it. Now, that's real deep because those laws of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer that's in my book can actually transcend to sporting, to business, to family, to relationships because you're going to realize that everybody don't have the same level of gifting and the same level of what I call skill set. Your gifting is what God gives you. How well you train and use it becomes your skill set. So, you know, I know a whole lot of people who got doctorate degrees, who got master degrees, and they got a certain degree on the wall. But if you were to put them in a common sense situation or put them in a situation that challenges their common sense, sometimes we got 4.0s on the paper, but we got like a 1.0 when it comes to common sense and the mind game. And so I look for people who are gifted in not only in skill sets and talent, I look for someone who got wisdom, which means one that knows how to apply information precisely. I look for someone that has the right type of knowledge, the acquiring of the proper information. I look for someone who has understanding, aware of what has been revealed. That's why the word is called revelation, which means the apocalypse, the pulling back of the veil. When God pulls the veil back and he shows you something, he is exposing something to you. And so I've learned in the last 2 days that because I believe in God that I'm going to have 177 people purchase my book. And I asked the Lord in my hour prayer today, Lord God, guide me to the right place. I've been praying these prayers over the last, oh my God, I can't even tell you. Every Friday morning for 30 minutes from 5:30 to 6, God has given me a handful of faithful believers who call on the phone every Friday, 5:30 to 6, and pray together. And I want to give honor to Pastor Mel, Minister Kim, Minister Shanice, Minister Val, and training, because they started this prayer line And when they felt led to start to go with another ministry and God had graduated them from where I was at, they left properly. We kept up the prayer line. And since 2017, 2016, we've been praying consistently for a half an hour, 5:30 to 6. And trust me, God has been revealing stuff. We're on Isaiah chapter 60. And it's funny, everything I've been praying on Isaiah 60 has been coming to pass in the past 2 days. And I'm going to show you that in a few minutes, how I was put in positions where I wasn't really expecting to speak, but I ended up speaking. I wasn't expecting to be there, but I was there. I was driving by and I was invited to go in. And this has been going on the last couple of days. I really understand that scripture that says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. That is so powerful to know that it wasn't even your program. You wasn't planning on being there. And God kind of says, no, stop there. I got a word for you there. It's really amazing. I went to a Friday night program. Danny says, he just want me to bless the food through the invocation. Then when the guy gave me the microphone, the words was changed. He said, please have a few words. I said, you want me to preach? Say, yes, yeah, say something. And of course, I taught on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And they was completely moved. When I sat down, people were coming up to me, purchasing my book, walking up to me, said, I want that book because I like the way you said this. I like the way you said that. So there's a law in my book called being at the right place at the right time. That's the key to success. It's not always your degree. It's not always I got a master. I got a doctrine. God wants to position you at the right place at the right time. I'm trying to tell you, man, check this out. And this, I'm talking about my book, and I'm teaching and preaching at the same time. Now, keep in mind, the book is non-religious, but it teaches truth, which points you back to the kingdom. And as I teach here on Mike Live, on, of course, Mike Radio Show here at www.mikebroadcastdtv.com, I'm showing you that God has a way of positioning you at the right time and right place. I'm at a radio station because Olympia and Brother Danny, two of my brothers who I love and pray for on a consistent basis. And my brother Danny got a passion for blue. He got an anointing to be the voice for law enforcement. Now, you got another group that don't like any police cops. All police cops are bad. All police cops are devils. All police cops are wrong. And I don't agree with that perception. I don't agree with that because I have relatives that are cops. I got friends that are cops. And I know they do a damn good job. All right. Now, of course, in any group, there's a few that have to be dealt with. I only have a problem when you overlook certain things and you don't deal with things justly. And just recently, approximately 2 to 3 cops were exposed. And I'm watching Patterson become the leadership between faith-based and law enforcement in the great city of Patterson. And I think that's because of the prayers of the church and the faith-based. And so, but I honor my brother Olympia. I honor my brother Danny because he's holding it down for Blue. He owns and runs a DDV radio station. And I'm looking forward to doing more work with Danny because Danny is a true friend. Olympia, I never forget 1997 when my church was thrown out of our building. It was Mr. Olympia that said, I got a building on River Street. If you guys ever need it, the second floor is free. Come use it any way you want. These are people I connected to back in 1997, 1998. And these relationships is what makes you successful. One of the laws is in my book is about how all the people got to stay on the ship. That's why it's called fellowship. All the fellows on a ship. Relationship. All right. You see that? Yeah. See, it depends on who stays on the ship. And while the ship is on the ocean in the midst of the turbulence and the storm and the wave, stay committed to the people and God will raise you up. So I'm reaping the benefits of relationships I have for 20 years, 25 years. I've seen little teenagers I laid hands on when they was five, six years old. And now they 29, 30, married with kids. When they see me, they'll practically break their neck to come run to me and hug me and say, McDuffie. They'll scream from across the street, McDuffie. They'll be screaming, McDuffie. And I'll be looking around and say, hey, McDuffie, look. They go, look. And I'll be trying to figure out, is this my sixth grade student? Is this a student from one of the children of Crash Crew? Or are you a child from Campus Life? Are you one of those from Pinkerton Security? Are you one of the kids I prayed for at a funeral? Are you one of the kids in my substitution class at Eastside or School 6? You start looking back all the relationships I have cultivated and stayed connected to down through the years. Let me give you a word, Katrina Brown and Muriel Collins and President Crystal and London. Don't burn your bridges. Don't burn bridges, because you might have to go back over the bridges again. And sometimes it takes a bigger person to forgive someone's foolishness, because there come a time you may have to cross over a bridge and you burnt it. Even when you depart from a job or depart a ministry or depart a company, try to always leave at the highest level of what I call of authenticity, or the highest level of character, or the highest level of professionalism, because you never know when you have to return to a position or return to a job. And so I've learned the principle of trying to keep connectivity. And so I'm just excited because 40 people as of today have purchased my book. 40 people. Cash App, Western Union, MoneyGram, in person. And when I leave, I got to go pick up some more. And so there's about 130-something spots left. And I'm prophesying, praying that Mariel Collins, Katrina Brown, London will go to the Cash App, or text me at 973-861-9612 and say, McDuffie, we got a gift for you. I want to leave this station at 3 o'clock, and I want to leave it and go pick up more cash and just pray for those of you who support me. And that's why I thank you for support, Katrina Brown. Thank you, Mariel Collins. Thank you, President Crystal, and of course, your daughter, Yami Ya. And all of you who are just praying for Pastor Mike and support me. This book is going to be off the hook. And I know my daughter said, Mike, those are not words you're supposed to use. Those are old words. You're supposed to say, this book going to be lit. Well, it is lit. It's on fire. And I'm excited because the people I least expect have been my supporters. And I'm so glad to know that God has given me these laws to help transform lives and create what I call true leaders that would transform and change the nation. You know, one of the laws in my book talks about the three different presidents: George Bush, the war president; Barack Obama, the first black president; and Donald Trump, the radical, unique president. All three presidents that everybody never likes, because when George Bush was president, they called him the devil. When Barack Obama was president, they called him the devil. And Donald Trump is now the latest devil. And so they're always supposed to be the 666, the sign of the beast. I was in a meeting before. They called Barack Obama the devil because he had a name called Hussein. And they thought he was the devil. He was not sent by God. He wasn't born here. You know, then George Bush, they hated because he had one war after another. And, of course, Donald Trump, we still trying to figure out how he got elected. But I celebrate each president because I pull out principles of truth that got them in. Now, whether you like Donald Trump or not, he got elected. And I know one thing about America, they are so manipulative, they're so powerful. If they don't want you to get something, they will block you every which way. So I'm looking at how this brother got in. You can call him, he colluded with Russia, but man, he did a good collusion because I'm looking at the success of people, not always how they did it, but how successful they were. And so I always talk about the laws of success, which speaks of truths. Okay, now whether you think he's going to be kicked out or whether or not they're going to get rid of the president. We went through this whole thing with President Clinton and put him on all them court cases. He stayed president the whole time. So a lot of stuff we do is a waste of time. It really isn't. My thing is, if you want a new president, start now in grassroots, raise up another leader, and then replace that one. But I'm going to tell you something. The economy is good. Listen to me, y'all. The economy is good. You got North Korea, South Korea talking. He's about to sit down and talk to what he called Rocket Man. You know, I'm looking at some of these things that's going in my book, you know, and I'm not endorsing any candidate. I don't endorse a candidate. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm a theocrat. I love Jesus. And as long as your values and what you do does not violate the word of God, you have no problem with me. But when you cross that line, I'm going to tell you to your face, you're wrong. And so when you try to pass policies that are against my faith and what I believe in the word of God, I'm going to step to you and tell you what the prophet said. That's just me. If I go down with the ship doing that, then so be it. No problem with that. I don't mind rolling. But I'm telling you, the key to life is how you cultivate relationships. And I'm sharing these things because these things come out of my book, man. I'm trying to tell you, we got a lot of people that got degrees and still don't have jobs. Doctorates, masters, and still not working. Went to school for 10 years, got your lawyer's license, went to school for 10 years, now a medical, but still can't find a job. Got a first break coming in. How long I got for first break? All right, 1 minute. We're going to take our first break. We're going to come back and come back and talk more about the book, 177 Laws of Mike. Let's come back after this commercial break. Okay. All right.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
That's right. We're back. Yes. God bless you. God bless you. Of course, we at www.mikebroadcastddv.com. This is the Mike Radio Show here at DDV Radio. Diverse. I'm going to tell you the difference. I'm going to stand firm. I'm not afraid, and I'm excited for what God is doing. I'm also welcoming Mike Live. Thank you for my Mike Live show. Because of M318, that's why I'm on the air, because everything costs. And their offerings, their tithes, their support helps things to unfold before my eyes. President Crystal says, no, keep it for the next volume. Sir, please don't change anything else in the book, sir, please. Okay, President Crystal, I got you. I got you. And Katrina Brown is at 50. Gotta go out to W. Western Union. Amen. Thank you, Katrina. She's going to Western Union. God bless you, Katrina. And those who post your support right now, I'm going to stop and pray for you. So if you're going to buy a book, if you're going to post an offer right now, please post it on Might Live. Post it now publicly so I can prophesy it goes on public record, because I'm watching God stir the people. I do want to share a word with you today, Isaiah chapter 60. And lately, I've been praying these first few verses with my corporate few on Fridays. I've been praying this for my M318, and I pray this for all those who purchase my book. Now, let me tell you how I intercede and pray. And this is me. It's not for everybody. I do pray prayers for everybody, but there's a difference when I start praying with people who are in covenant with me, who are my partners, who grind with me in prayer, support, and financial support. Just like Paul did in Philippians, he says, I make mention of you, especially in my prayers, because you take care of me. And in Galatians chapter 6, when you read Galatians, I think it's 6, verses 6 through 10 or 4 through 10, he says, be good to everybody, but especially the household of faith, which if you study the contextual setting, he is bragging about the spiritual leadership that trains and equips the body of Christ. And if we teach you spiritual things, shall we not give our carnal things, which is our money? We can give away a car, a house, a train, millions of dollars to ministry that's training and equipping the saints. And it's so important. My good friend, one of my spiritual pastors posted a post, and this is what he said. And I'm going to read this. I'm going to teach on this real fast. He said that they did like a study, a statistic, and come to find out that a lot of your teenagers now are disinterested in God and don't really believe in the Bible. And that was the post. And then I gave a post and I reacted to the, and I, this was my reaction to the post. I said, well, that's our fault, because we've pigeonholed God into one day out the week church services on Sunday. Now, if this is not your church, I'm not talking to you. But if you have a church service one day out the week and everything is placed just at 11 o'clock a.m. service, a couple of hours, and you're not dealing with the issues in your community, you're not dealing with societal problems, you're not trying to create marketable skills, you're not doing what the book of Acts says, they sold their goods, made them liquid, and spread it out amongst the people, trying to create some type of social program to help your people out. I think we're just wasting time. I just really believe that. And I know I get in trouble for saying the things I say, but that's why I'm called a radical apostle and prophet, because I'm trying to communicate to the church that she has to change her way of how she do ministry to be more effective in today's society that we're in. And sometimes we read a Jewish book like the Bible back in the Eastern days, close to 2,000 years ago, we tend to believe society has not changed. So we try to do Jewish stuff today. And I'll be saying, brother, that stuff was for back then. Now you live in urban cities like Patterson Camden and places like in Washington, you know, where you're dealing with poverty level stricken black young men and women don't have jobs, don't have any marketable skills. And a lot of them are on Section 8 SSI welfare, you know. And, you know, when you start looking at the word poor, sometimes poor don't always mean money. It means a mentality. But also poor can mean in comparison to. You know, you got a billionaire at the table and a millionaire. And the millionaire looks over the billionaire and says, boy, I'm poor in comparison to you. So the millionaire says he's poor. You know, when someone says, I'm broke, I said, I'm down to my last $250,000. I said, really? I said, I'm down to my last $2.50. And they both say they poor. So sometimes the word poor varies in the mind of the person that's thinking it. And I teach that in my book about there are different levels of being poor. And what does it mean when God uses the word poor in the biblical text? I want you to know that Isaiah 60 really showed me something about the purpose of the local church and what we're supposed to be about. I believe we took Isaiah 60 and put it off into the millennium. This was going to happen later on when Christ returns to earth and all death have ceased and all the bodies came out the grave. Then Isaiah 60 comes to pass. And based on us postponing something, nothing ever comes. Anything you postpone, you will not possess. And I actually read that someplace. Whatever you postpone, you never possess. I think Dr. Miles taught that, or I read it on Facebook. I don't steal that comment, but I do repeat it. And a lot of times when folks put stuff off, you never get it. You know, one day I'll write a book. One day I go to the gym. One day I get married. One day I'll do better. And one day never comes. Faith is always today. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now. So anyone who talks about later, our children are the children of the future. I'm sorry, y'all. Our kids are the yesterday. Forget today, which means they the yesterday, which means that by the time they're 5 years old, if they have not been parented right, and it's there's a little not training there, that five-year-old kid mind most likely already formed and ready for age 6 up to 99. And I'm trying to tell you, the earlier you get to the womb of a mother while it's carrying the child, that's how far back we got to go. Isaiah 60 have been this portion of scripture that's been heavy on my heart. And though this is a biblical text, and I take some of these principles out in my book, 177 Laws of Might, from a biblical point of view, I love it because it tells you the purpose of the local church. And here's the challenge, Might Live. Here's the challenge, Might Radio Show here on DDB Radio. And he commands us to do something. Arise, shine, enlighten, for your light has come, the church, and the glory of the honor of the Lord is risen up on you. See the word upon, the Holy Ghost come upon you, same word. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness, and gross dripping darkness, the people or the nations. But look what it says. But the Lord Yahweh shall arise upon thee, and his glory, his honor, shall be seen upon thee, and Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings should come to thy light. Now, this is deep, Norman Feliciano. This is deep, Chris. This is deep, Katrina. This is deep, Crystal. Which means that when you get up and let your light shine, people start being attracted to you, start being drawn to you. I want to mention this. We had our prayer for our police department, and Mike Jackson came out and showed support. Andre Sarah came out. Leaders came out. They came over as we ministered, and we prayed for the Patterson Police Department. And the amazing thing was the Lord showed me this scripture was coming to pass. He said, arise, let your light shine. And as our light is shining, the kings, those in authority, are being attracted to the light. I said, God, what are you saying to the church? When the church let her light shine, it automatically attracts and it draws individuals. You know why people are not drawn to us? Because we're just as dark as they are. The scripture says in Isaiah chapter 60, arise and shine, for that light has come. So it has nothing to do with Christ coming later, the rapture, the end of the world. The whole earth going to blow up. Get out of here. He is saying, let your light come forward. Let your ministry be exposed. Step into your call. Step into your manifestation. Step into kingdom activity now. Don't be afraid. Don't be punk. Don't back down because someone don't like you. Step up and let your light shine. Shine in, shine up, shine out. That's what it's saying. And the word light means to illuminate, to become bright. And it says that kings and Gentiles should come to the brightness of your rising. I want to share this testimony with you. So I was on my way to Dunkin' Donuts around maybe about 12 o'clock, 12:15. And I was driving by and the Spirit guys said, pull to your left and go to that program. And I pulled in and it was doing a PBA program. And I was invited to it maybe a couple of days ago, but it wasn't on my radar. But the Spirit of God checked me and said, go there. When I walked in, the guy, you know, just kind of just friendly, just favor. He said, McDuffie, could you come up and do the prayer and have words and talk about your book? So I came up and started talking about my Laws of Might book. I said, I can't believe this. And started talking. Amazing, right? And God said, your light is shining. Speak firm, speak clear, and don't speak long. So I took about 5 minutes or less and spoke about my book. My light was shining. And there were people running for mayor, political people there. I understand all the game is going out to Tuesday. Lord God, help us get through Tuesday. Please, God, help us get through Tuesday. But the light was shining, and I was professional to all the candidates, and I just blessed the Lord for always loving on everyone. And I ministered, blessed the food, and I stood at the side of the fence because I felt the presence of the Lord. Now, when I stood at the side of a fence, a king came to me, a king. I'm not going to mention his name. A brother walked over to me and he blessed me and said, I got something for you, and sowed a seed in my life. I was almost in tears because I knew it was the Lord, because I had asked God specifically help me with ABC, and he was the D, E, and F. And I was overwhelmed. It was a king, and God said, You let your light shine and I allowed a king and a Gentile to be drawn to you. Now, when you go on to read Isaiah chapter 60, there's a scripture I want to show you. I think it comes at the same scripture, but I want to show you something. I think as I have to say it like this, I hope it's here. Let me see. Let's see. You jump down to verse 7. It says, I want to read a specific one without getting caught up. Well, if you look at the translation, 60 verses 1 down to verse 11, in one of the scriptures, if you can find it, it talks about they will suck milk from your breasts. Now, you got to always think about the Bible. That's not always means physical. It could be communicating a spiritual interpretation or symbolism to something else. Now, when a woman has breasts, that means she went through a certain stage in her life. When my daughter was 2 or 3 years old, she didn't have breasts. She get to the age of 12, 13, 14, just the breast starts to grow in, the curves start to come in. She starts to start filling out as a woman. So at a certain age, you don't have breasts, which speaks of immaturity, okay, which means you're not at a proper stage yet. And so I want to let people know that this scripture says the mature church who operates in kingdom and mature in love and a level of professionalism, kings will be drawn to you and will suck from your breasts. So when the man walked over me and blessed me, the Lord said he's sucking from your spiritual breast. He sees maturity. He sees professionalism. And this was the word he said to me, Norma. And this was the word he said to me, President Chris. He says, I heard you speak 2 times. And both times your mouth was open. You touched me. He said, I really don't really know you that well, but when you talk, he said, I felt you. And I just want to bless you. He said, what's your address? And I got something to send you. And I was so overwhelmed. I had to sit on the park bench to cry and worship because I knew I needed a miracle and God used this man. Now, when I sat down on the park bench and I'm talking about my book, I'm showing the Bible and my book, 177 Laws of Mike, Joshua Quinn Williams, one of the greatest souls in the world. When I sat down, a Hispanic lady followed me over to the bench. Now, she part of the audience. She don't know me from a can of paint. She walks over to me, sits next to me, and starts to cry about a situation with her family. And I minister to her. I said, that family member here? She said, yes, that family member is here. She went and got the family member and brought the family member over to me. I ministered to the family and prophesied and laid hands. And one of the family members broke down and cried, and she was crying. And the Lord says, the church is here. He said, your light is shining and they're sucking from your breast. I told you the Gentiles and kings will come to the brightness of your rising. And that is what God was doing with me, is rising me up. Now, while this is going on, the devil is trying to attack me through social media. See, anytime light comes, darkness is always nearby. So this is why, don't pay attention to darkness. Don't talk about it all the time. Focus on the light, because God can destroy your enemies. I'm telling you. And when God destroys you, because the word destroy means to undo. Destroy does not always mean death. It does not always mean sickness, disease, or cut off someone's neck. Destroy means to undo what someone did. And God got a way of undoing what your enemy tried to do. And so, Lord God, I just want to pray real quick that the very enemy that comes against Pastor McDuffie, whether by tongue or by pen, Lord God, that you will undo him. Undo him now in the name of Jesus. May your face deal with him in the name of Jesus. I shut the enemy down. I shut his lying spirit down. I shut down his spirit of slanderism. I shut it down in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. See, this is how you handle kingdom. You don't fight back with fists. You don't go tit for tat. You stand in the kingdom. You speak God's word and watch God perform signs and wonders and miracles. And what I teach in my book pertaining to this is there is a love that you can give to your enemies that can cause your enemies to become your friends. I'm going to say it again. There is a love, hallelujah, that you can give to your enemies that cause your enemies to become your friends. And as my good friend, Reverend George Rada, would say, whenever someone asks you what does the word love mean, you don't use the same word to describe a word. It's funny, what's love? Love means the unconditional love of God. That's not proper. What does love really mean? It means you want to be in a commitment to wish the best and the highest good for someone. Love means I will accept you at the level that you're at, but I won't allow you to remain there. I want better for you. I want to pull you there. And love is not always nice. It could be kind, but it's not always nice. Because there were portions in scriptures where Christ Jesus was not the nicest guy, especially when he went into the temple and started turning over tables and chasing out the money changers and driving out those who were selling doves. He cleaned the house out and then had a worship and praise and healing meeting. So sometimes folks confuse kindness with niceness. And you can firmly tell someone off kindly. You can say, no, I'm not going to do that. You can say, no, you're not going to gossip to me. You can say, no, I don't want to talk to you. Stay away from me. That's nice. That's kind. All right. And some folks get mad because we think when someone tells you no, you're being mean. No, you just set limitations. I had this one brother. He like text me 33 times and inbox me 40 times. And he said, why are you not calling me back? I said, I'm on the phone with 400 other people. I have situations with 30 other mothers. I got someone here that's in the hospital dying of cancer. And you still fussing about someone said something bad about you. See, and we don't understand that when you try to reach someone, that person might be involved with 40 other things. That's why your dependency is never upon people. This is Sherry Frances Bodie, one of my old spiritual daughters. Her husband is Brother Greg Bodie, who is one of my spiritual sons, played the best third baseman for Crash Crew. And I think Sherry Bodie has a nursery. And Sherry, I don't know what is your nursery, what they call that thing, Sherry, the nursery that gets approved by the state. You don't only get the Four C's program. It's another type of nursery that you get the other funding from. I forgot the name of it. It'll come to me. And I thank you, Holy Spirit. But if it is, I need your help because we're about to open up a strategic training center for children. And I need your help, Sherry Frances Bodie. Please inbox me. And those of you who are supporting my book, I need support. Sherry, Dukes Clark, Joshua Quinn, Norma Feliciano, Chris already paid. I'm asking you to go to the Cash App and order my book, 177 Laws of Might. It is a book over leadership. And I don't care if you're running for an office, if you're running for mayor, city council, doesn't matter. The book is for everybody. It only costs $25. And I believe in God for 137 of you before 6 o'clock tonight will move on my behalf and go and sow it right into my account. Now, I got 5 minutes left of my show, and I know I went kind of long today, and I really couldn't even get to the scripture like I want to, but I want to just read you one thing in these last 5 minutes. And this is Isaiah 60, I'm going to go to Isaiah verse 3, because I read 1 and 2. And the Gentiles, in the Hebrew is G-O-Y-I-M, the Goyim, shall come to your light, and kings, which means sovereigns, to the brightness or the brilliance of your rising. So what happened is Gentiles mean those without God, and the term kings mean presidents, CEOs, policymakers, superintendents. They're going to be drawn to your light. Could you believe that Chris Irving is the new superintendent of schools of Teaneck, New Jersey? Do you know how many times we've prayed and laid hands on Chris Irving? And for him to be in the power position of superintendent of schools, and Miss Eileen Schaefer, superintendent of schools, and the pastor workshop, clergy, and firemen laying hands, praying for both of them, protecting them by the blood. Now they're in power positions that can reach back to help our program grow. See, one of the laws of my book and 177 Laws of Might is how you cultivate relationships. They told me that the SEAL Team 6 were only 26 men that were trained over 2 years before they actually executed the strategy to take out Osama bin Laden. So they had to have a certain level of camaraderie amongst those 26, 25 warriors. And a lot of times we lose in the execution of our business vision or what we plan to do in our future because we got terrible relationship skills with other people. I'm so glad I got small groups of people who know my heartbeat. They're not competing with me. They're not trying to overlook me. They don't call me into the meeting after the 10th meeting. I'm at the starting stage. And I'm glad for these relationships I have. That's why I brag about the Olympias and the Dannys and the Tonys and the other people and men of God that just support me on such a tremendous base. Man, I am just all the riches. you know, the rich G's, the rich Sponge, all these riches that have been blessing me. Imagine all three different men named Rich have blessed me. I'm telling you, these are the kings that's drawn to my light. You know what I get, Monty? You know what I get, Sherry? And this is what the words folks say. For some reason, McDuffie, we just like you. I don't know about other pastors and leaders. I had someone say to me from the police department. He said, I'm around a whole lot of ministers. He said, but I don't care where we at. Pastor McDuffie's name pops up. Man, we could be someplace in town. We start talking about ministry and outreach. He said, within 5 minutes, someone's talking about Pastor McDuffie. And I count it an honor. I really do, because it's no good of my own. It's the grace and mercy of God. And I'm shielded by the blood. I'm protected by the blood. Psalms 91 keeps me protected, and that is my shield of protection. And when any tongue rises against me, Lord God, you condemn and you shut down. Now I got to begin to close. And here's my last challenge. Monty, Sherry, Clark, I need all of you to go to my Cash App and order my book, 177 Laws of Might. And I'm praying that 137 of you will say, McDuffie, let me be a part of getting that book out. I'm going to put the first 177 who paid first inside of my book. And 40 of you have done it so far. I got 137 spots left. And people are excited about this book. And I'm telling you, I can't give you all the stuff. I deal with the top 15 sicknesses that kill our people. I talk about blow the trumpet in Zion. I talk about laws of compassion, 7 laws of national transformation. I talk about 9 laws of overcoming restriction. I talk about laws of health and fitness. I talk about the 10 richest people on the planet Earth and how they got their wealth. I talk about the capture of Osama bin Laden and SEAL Team 6. I talk about what happens when you don't have adequate mental health treatment. I talk about a tale of two Sandys, Newtown, Connecticut, and Hurricane Sandy that came and hit New Jersey here back in 2012 that practically destroyed our country because of the width of the storm, almost 1,000 miles wide. I deal also with how the purpose of the hurricane. Listen, these are different chapters in my book. So, Jose, all y'all watching me, go to my Cash App. I got to begin to close. I want to thank you for tuning in to the Might Live Show. We'll be back next Saturday at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock. Go to my Cash App. Support me right now or text me at 973-861-9612. And I'll come by and pick up the gift right now as I go off the air. God bless you. God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories. stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are Blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.